So let's please, please give him a nice round, warm of applause.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
And thank you, Hannibal. Wow, what a way to start our gathering. David, I'm really disappointed, though. I loved your introduction and loved the Santa hat and the beard and everything else. But he missed something. 12-12, David. It was right there for you.
David.
Handed you on a plate, and it just flew right by. Has this no meaning for you?
It's actually 12-12-12.
12-12-11. Next year will be. Yeah, I know.
Do the math.
Yeah. But David, I mean, is this? Are you fasting from numerology?
Everyone was already aware of it.
Oh. But it would have been just great to rewind.
No, it's 12-12-12 because 2 and 9 adds up to 12.
Okay. Yeah, well...
Well, as you can see...
But wasn't it just last month when Adamus was talking and he said, first of all, facts don't matter. And he announced that it was last month our gathering was on the 9th, so it was 11-9, 11-11, but he said it was 2010. So that you have every right to
well,
be
it's
a
kind
little...
of pissing me off because I'm usually pretty good at math, so it's like, wow, that's really scary
good.
To not be able to put 2
you
and 9 good. Together. Okay. I have to tell you... I got up this morning, knew it was going to be a special day, and knew I needed to get organized. And for me, I was, for a Pisces. And I made commitments to Jeff that I actually followed through on.
Which were?
That I would load all that stuff in my car.
Yes, you did. You're really good about that.
And that I would take care of certain things, and I have, which is unusual. And I did it all within the reasonable, closely time frame to what I said I would, except I've been going nuts ever since I got here. It's just... The energy in this place is just amazing.
Well, duh.
And then, well, no, it's always amazing, but it's particularly amazing. And then it was like all these wonderful faces. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I've got 8 car trips to the car. I'm never going to get everything in. So I got on my broomstick and said, just leave me alone until I'm done unloading my car.
And are you doing better now?
Yeah, I put the broomstick away.
Yeah.
I put the broomstick away.
Well, and shout day is always... You think that we're just up here acting smooth and natural, right? Yeah, right. But it's always a little crazy. And, you know, with the Christmas party tonight and with all the... We have a lot of special guests in today.
Lots going on.
There's a lot of new stuff. Of course, Hannibal. Hannibal, I'm amazed at your singing. Just absolutely amazed. And I want to thank you once again for opening this up. Beautiful song. Thank you. Thank you.
I want to ask
Hannibal. You're so different than when you were here before. First of all, your energy is different, and you really like put it together.
There's more to come.
Lost some weight, but I mean,
we've just begun.
And could I ask what have you done to what caused this?
I had several past life memories of being an eater of flesh.
Right.
And just something inside of me said, no more.
Yeah. And so you just gave up meat?
No, it gave me up.
It gave you up.
Yes.
Right. And you're eating fish, though,
I'm eating fish, yes.
Right.
I have to have something for the grounding.
Yeah, good.
I tried it without fish, but I had to have something to ground.
I don't want to divert too far, but I don't want to forget. I think it's really important to say that Hannibal has an incredible history. He's incredibly well-known as an opera singer. And one of the most stunning things about Hannibal is many, many people are very talented and can do incredibly wonderful things. Not just everybody can share it with others and Make a space for others to do the same, standing right next to him. Hannibal truly can have help anyone find their voice. So if, in fact, you have any desire to find out how to truly find your voice and you want to do it with the best, please talk to Hannibal.
Well, and Hannibal, you're doing a workshop here Monday.
Right, right.
Monday from 6 to 10.
That's right.
At the Radisson Stapleton Hotel.
That's correct, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So if anybody's interested in going, speak to Hannibal. Or I also noticed last time you were here, quite a few people went to your workshop and they loved it.
I loved it too, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone walked away feeling like they'd gotten a gift.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wonderful, wonderful.
And Adamus in the Mystery Schools has been really big about finding your voice. Right. It's one of the focuses of that. So anyway, it's good to have you back.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hannibal.
Thank you. As we get into the day, the one other thing you may have noticed, probably noticed, the new Chambre Vision. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? And look, there's no projector. I mean, you know, we don't have to worry about walking.
It's good not to project.
Walking in front of the light. And Chambre Vision. And I have to say, this is the culmination of about 3 or 4 months of work, putting it together, figuring out the technology, making it look good. But there's a lot of technical issues that we had to overcome. And I want to take a moment to thank Joe Collins for putting it together. Joe, if you would want to stand up, please. So. Way to go, Joe.
Determination at work.
I don't know how many hours you spent working on this at home and adjusting it, coming up here, readjusting. But it took a lot of work. Yeah, and the nice thing, too, is it works perfectly to introduce it here for this Christmas shout. And also with Adamus walking, I think we can catch him walking around. You could show it up on the there he is. Oh, geez. Yeah, so it's, yeah, but it's really a nice feature. So a lot of you see on the screen is also what's going out to the internet. So it's amazing. So, yeah, so high-tech. And when I think about it, just a few short...
Scary.
There's somebody behind me. It's like just a few short years ago, like David mentioned, we were at our house, literally, just down the street, doing the shouds there, a small group of, I don't know, maybe 20 people, and how it's changed. Wow, what a trip. What a trip.
Should we just go ahead and we have so many out-of-town visitors.
Yeah, let's...
I'll go through the list quickly.
Yes.
Do we want them to just raise their hand or just stand up real quick?
Let's have them stand up.
Yeah, just real quick. We won't make a big deal of it, but we want to make a big deal of the fact that you're here. Okay, we have Marianne Ang all the way from Whitehorse, Yukon.
And that's Marianne. Way up there.
Yes. Our friends Hootie Bite from Taos, New Mexico. Hootie. Robert Carter from Jefferson City.
And Robert.
Missouri. And from a long, long way away from Brașov, Romania, we have Alex Georgetta, Danielle Georgetta, and Nico Georgetta.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, dancing
dude. How
are
you doing?
Are you going to dance tonight? Alex, are you going to dance tonight? Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes,
oh,
with,
yeah.
With
oh,
you.
Yeah.
With you.
Oh, yeah.
It's good to see you guys here.
Glad you're here.
Long trip. When did you get in? 2 days
ago.
Wow. Yeah. Have you gotten adjusted to the cold? Yes. And the altitude?
No.
Yes. Yeah. It's good to see you.
You just have to breathe. And Christy Gutt from St. Charles, Illinois. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Christy. Good to see you again.
Tess Mahon from Lyle, Illinois.
Nope.
Didn't make it? Okay. Tanya Mather from Chattanooga.
Hi, Tanya.
Nice to see you, Tanya. Notice she took the seat off the aisle.
Not far enough, though.
John McCurdy from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hey, John.
Debbie Meeks from West Jordan, Utah.
Hi, Debbie.
Brenda Morgan from Arkansas. Where are you, Brenda?
Hi, Brenda.
Good to see you again. And Lex Nieland from Netherlands, but not for long. Woo!
Lex, you're looking good today.
Yeah.
Dapper, yeah.
You're the dude. Yeah. Andrea Porter from New River, Arizona. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Andy.
Good to see you again. Okay, and Savo Santos from Brazil. Where are you, sir? Nice tie. Yeah, nice suit. And then we have from Taos, New Mexico, Louise Soreski.
Hi, Louise.
Hi, Louise. Mary Beth Schwan from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hello.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Krasna Svoda from Oceanside, California. Hi,
Krasna.
Heather Teach from Portland.
Hi, Heather.
And Jackie Valero from Mexico.
Hi, Jackie.
And Stephen Weigand from San Diego. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, Stephen.
And Danny Waters from Hay Springs, Nebraska. Where are you? There you go.
Good to see you.
And I see a couple other people that aren't on my list. Sir, you're here from... Oh, yeah, you turning around with the hat. Hi.
Hi, Steve.
Very good. Oh,
Steve Green, good to see you.
We have another out-of-town guest.
Yeah, I noticed, and it wasn't on the list.
Yeah, from Saudi Arabia.
Well, Santa Mohammed.
Yeah.
sitting over here. Go ahead. Go ahead, Abdul. But, you know, I'm so glad you're here because there's, you know, in the world right now, there's kind of this conflict with religions, not accepting, not having compassion. And, you know, the Muslims and the Christians and the battling back and forth. But you've put it all together in one nice package. Yeah, it looks good.
I like it. Very cross-cultural, very international. Thank you.
Absolutely.
It's
Thank
for everybody.
You. Glad you could be here.
Good belt. Nice belt. That's,
good suit,
looks
dude.
Good.
Save the booty for later. Well, that's all that's on my list. I see other guests, but it's on my...
Go ahead.
From California.
Drag her up. Yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Where are you from?
Missouri.
Thank you.
And did we miss anybody else?
Susan Cano.
Yeah.
Jill.
Morgantown, West Virginia.
Thank you.
I think this is probably one of the most international groups we've had in a while up here in Coal Creek Canyon. And it was actually our plans for this wonderful Christmas shout and party were almost, derailed the other day.
No, really. Did you all see the train cars coming up the road?
The other day, I think it was Thursday morning, actually,
that's right.
I was headed to town and got almost to the bottom of the canyon, and I was turned around. They turned me back around.
You're not the train.
And what had happened is a train derailed, and eight cars went off the trestle or down the hill, and the canyon road was blocked for, better part of the day, which is bad because there's not a whole lot of other good ways in or out of here. I was a little nervous thinking if they didn't get the mess cleaned up, at first they said there was a tanker with hazardous chemicals, and it turns out it was empty, so that was the good news.
It was the black one alongside the road that you could see that it was a gas tanker, but it actually turned out that it was empty.
Yeah.
But it was pretty weird.
Yeah. We had our backup plans. I don't know what they were, but we had some sort of backup plans for Linda and I would have sat at our house and, you know, waved a lot. And I also noticed with the group today, we have a lot of red, I guess, which is good because we are the Crimson Circle, and it is Christmas. Everybody in red, if you would stand up. Oh, red shoes, you know. If you're red underwear, they count. Where's your red? Where's your red? Oh, red socks. Excellent. All right. Okay. We have a full day ahead of us. We're going to go through some slides, as always. We're going to bring Adamus in later on. And
is he going to behave because it's
no,
the Christmas
he's not.
Party?
As
he's
we
not.
Were doing introductions, and I can kind of feel him on my shoulder. I know exactly what side of the room he's going to go after today. And after the...
He's already that jazzed up?
Oh, yeah. After, well, he's busy, so he has a lot of things on his schedule.
He's been busy a lot.
Yeah, so after the shout, then we're going to take a break.
Wasn't he participating in the Nobel Peace Prizes?
Yeah. I'm sure he'll talk about it. We're going to, after we take a break after the shout, we're going to have chaos. But it'd be a wonderful thing, because we're going to try to pack our equipment, the Crimson Circle equipment, put this equipment up here for the dance, put out food, put out drinks, and do this all within... an organized
Jeff.
Kind of way, and Susie is just kind of fretting about it. No, oh, you're not?
No, she's not. You're the only one.
I'm the only one.
You're the only one.
It'll work out very nicely.
It's gorgeous, organized chaos, and quite honestly, the weather is so stunningly beautiful. We have the snow, but yet it's beautiful, so it's a perfect day.
It is. It'll work out fine. Whew, deep breath. So let's get into it. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about what Adamus had to say last month. It was shout number 3 of the Master Series. Linda's going to play the part of Adamus.
Well, not very well, but I'm going to read what he
says. You're going to read what he says, and okay. I'll make wise and sage comments. Or not.
My goodness, you're
but
getting...
But isn't this nice now? You can just, you know...
No, you're getting so clear with yourself, and...
Well, actually... Adamus has been working with me. I haven't actually told you too much, but it's been, he's frustrating on one hand, but I appreciate on the other hand. He's having me do this thing right now where he absolutely will not let me use words when I talk to him. And, you know, Tobias did that sometimes, but there were times when I got lazy or tired that I'd resort back to words. And Adamus won't tolerate that. So, there's times when I just want to chat.
Adamus, intolerant?
I just want to chat. I just want to, you know, sometimes complain or whatever. And he'll just refuse to acknowledge me unless I stop using words. That's rather challenging.
Let me see that look on your face.
Rather challenging when you can't use words. So I'm wondering the day when he says we're not going to use words in a shout. So that'll be interesting. So anyway.
Seriously?
Yes, seriously.
The whole thing? No words?
I don't know, but all I know is he's. But actually, that's helped me to become more clear, because once you stop using words, it's very awkward, very very difficult. But you learn to convey things very clearly. We realize words are kind of a crutch.
Ooh, but you've been more snuggly lately, so that's...
We'll get on with the slides. Well, it's been cold here. It's been, you know, minus 10. Boy, if you don't have a squeeze, boy, you know, you're going to freeze. I like that. Maybe Katumi's coming in today, too. Anyway, on with the slides.
Okay. Your Pakawa is this extension of yourself. It doesn't belong to somebody else. You're learning a very important basic lesson, energy management. So you create a Pakawa, and you make that connection with it. The Pakawa is there to help you to understand how to send yourself into the other dimensions, how to manage your energy, how to connect with aspects of yourself. Work with it daily. It's amazing. You're going to find how brilliant the Pakawa is.
So when Adamus first started talking about the Pakawa, which is like a totem animal, I think a lot of people were thinking, well, you know, I've done the totem thing before, or what are we doing dealing with, you know, animals, and where is that weird word Pakawa coming from? Which I'll address in just a moment. But actually, it is quite brilliant. It's helping us to learn to create an aspect and manage it, manage our energy. And I think that's one of the things that Adamus is going to be working with us more and more on how to manage our energy. Right now it's either kind of scattered or it's low or we stay in this kind of human box, but we're not really managing it. We're just kind of going with it. We're reacting to our energy. The Pakawa is a very beautiful way to literally create something out of our imagination and then send it off into the other realms or just have it close by.
A tool to work with the new energy.
Absolutely. That's where he's going. Because until we learn to manage our energy right here, it's very difficult to even begin to consider working with new energy. So it's an important tool. I know he wants us to work with it daily. And I know a lot of Shambra, including me a lot of times, you were like, homework, you know. I don't think so.
What was it?
Homework. crossing my hand. Homework, you know. It's like restricted.
Like handcuffs.
Like handcuffs.
Yeah, you didn't mean it as a rude gesture.
No, not like. Like restrictive.
No, because if you were doing that, then you would be doing that to like St. Germain, and he might not.
No, I would never do that. No. And it's interesting because he came up with this word Pakawa. It's kind of a odd-sounding word, and when he was asked about it, he said, well, it's Lemurian in its origins. And it was very interesting because this week somebody sent me an email through Gene, actually. Oh, Steve Green sent the email, and you had found the definition of a word almost like Pakawa. It was Hawaiian. It's in the Hawaiian dictionary, and it's Paka'awawa or something like that.
Oh, later.
I'm not going to try. And it meant, if I, what was it, Steve? What did, drawn a, one who listens, and there was, I will have to put it, I meant to do a slide and I forgot, but one who listens, one who feels, one who connects, I believe, something like that. It was amazing, because it's like, oh, okay, this word Pakawa isn't so weird after all, and you know, the Lemurian languages, the first languages, then were eventually picked up in the Hawaiian languages. So it was very interesting to see this kind of, this lineage. I thought that was cool. So where's your Pakawa right now?
Interdimensionally. Probably at home sleeping. Traveling.
Yeah, mine is here.
Is it? Mine's kind of...
kind of at my feet. So be careful.
Oh, really? Like a dog?
Be careful where you step there. Be careful. Doesn't bite, but gets angry. Okay, he went on to say...
Sounds like your alter ego. Okay. Let your Pakawa go deep within right now. Let it roam inside your body. Don't expect to hear a voice. Don't expect to get a written report back. This is just a basic experience with your Pakawa. Let's really make that connection and understand it travels multidimensionally. It can go in your body. It can get a core level within you, your body's communication system. This connecting back into your body is important.
So the Pakawa is not only for sending out, but sending in. And one of the issues I think we've all faced in the past is the relationship with our body. Our physical body has a built-in communication system between every organ, every cell, every molecule, every part of the body to keep it balanced, to flush out the things that are toxic or imbalanced, to continually bring it into adjustment with our consciousness. And I think there's been a disconnect from the physical body. I think over a period of time, we've gotten out of the habit of allowing our body to heal itself. And we've relied on a lot of outer things, whether it's medicine or just any outer things. By getting back in contact with our body through the Pakawa, we get back in touch with ourself. We get our body doing its thing. And it doesn't mean you're never going to catch a cold or have a flu, because that's a natural part of the body's balancing. Just my own experience, I learned about twice a year, my body just goes down. I don't get terribly sick, but it just, for about 3 days, it says...
You're like a little girl crying in bed.
They're watching. I'm a pretty tough guy, so I don't let these things bother me. But about twice a year, I just feel like I have no energy. My body is almost shut down. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to be I don't want to be physical. And I used to worry about it, but now I go, oh, that's my body's kind of housekeeping time. And I know I actually don't get really sick. I just get a little off. But I learned to honor that. I learned to stop and say, my body knows what it's doing. And this is the basis of standard technology. Let it do what it knows how to do. Stop messing with it. Stop worrying about it. Here, Adamus has us have our Pekawas go inside and start reconnecting. And that doesn't mean telling your Pekawa to go into your body and say, fix this, do that, do that. That's old thought coming from up here. It's just getting back in touch with your body, feeling your body, honoring it, saying, cool, do what you know how to do.
Gee, I hope he does a Q&A.
You notice he doesn't do Q&A.
Yeah, I noticed.
Okay, so next.
Okay, big one. You got out of trust and communication with yourself, so you fall out of any sort of connection with your spirit. It's still there. Always has been, but you've stopped communicating with it, with every part of yourself. You don't trust your body. You don't trust your mind. You don't have the foggiest idea of your spirit. You've been searching for it for a long time, and that's been a fun game in a way. Let's go search for spirit. Search where? It's you, you say. But me, spirit? Absolutely. Spirit out of communication with itself because of lack of trust. What if God is everything that was and could have been? All the potentials of the past and all the potentials of the future, everything that could be. What if God is everything except this moment? And you, as God also, are here in the present moment, pulling in these energies, bringing them into reality in this moment.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I thought that was interesting, couple statements. First of all, saying we haven't the foggiest of our connection with spirit. And we play this game of searching for spirit. And as he said during the last shout, he said it is a game. And we actually get kind of addicted to playing it. They went on to say that it was kind of an interesting definition. What if God is everything of the past, including the potentials that weren't experienced, and everything into the future, including all of its potentials? And then we're here in this now moment, feeling it, living it, and making choices. Kind of interesting concept. Takes away from that big white old guy in the sky with a beard and everything.
You ever bought that?
Nope. Actually, I did. I did for a while, yeah, Catholic school. Yeah. He went on to say,
humanness likes to focus on that. It says, this is the way it is. The mind loves it. Actually, you and other parts of your being kind of like it. Fact gives you what you think to be clarity, but it's actually giving you limitations. One of the greatest transitions from old energy to new is what was fact is no longer. That's going to be hard to deal with unless you trust yourself, unless you're working on your own energy management. Fact goes out the door.
There were a lot of interesting posts on the message board after this shout about this statement. Fact goes out the door. What Adamus is saying is everything that we thought was fact, you know, whether it's history. History is not fact. It's one person or one group's opinion. But even scientific fact as we've known it in the past, and we accept the fact of gravity, and we accept the fact of 2 and 2 equals 4. Or does it? Or does it? So he's saying with new energy coming in, fact goes out the
door. 2 and 9 equals 12.
See? You're just ahead of us. That's all it is. He's saying that fact goes out the door, so get ready for it, because everything we thought that was perhaps is not anymore. I think what he's talking about is a change in science that's coming about through quantum physics and through what we're doing. So science changes, math changes. I don't know if it was in the shower or at the mystery school, but he was trying to point out that the number four is not the number four. Like we think. We think it's four. Four.
Good job.
And I had to double check. We think it's four.
You still got four
and,
there?
But he says it's really not. So we need, as we get into this new energy, preparing ourselves, we need to understand that what is considered fact isn't necessarily because it's going to be turned upside down. Also, as we get very interdimensional, what we perceive as fact in this dimension is not at all fact out in the other realms. So if you go out there holding on to this concept of, you know, up is that way, down is that way, you're going to be, you're going to have a big surprise. So he's saying, learn to manage our energy, let go of the facts, and we'll be okay.
You know, they had to let go of the world being flat.
Absolutely.
Okay. There's a field of potentials that lies in front of each and every one of you that's quite limited, actually. That field of potentials was caused or created by what has come before. Everything you experience today is going to create a new bubble of potential out into your future. And that's the way it should be. I keep kind of trying to slow down because all the people from overseas are like, would you read those slower? Okay, sorry. The potentials allow you a series of choices that you can make, and generally you're going to choose the one that has the strongest energetic effect on you, not necessarily the best for you, but the one that's the most seductive. The most seductive potentials are the ones you're going to pick. They often lack logic, but they're very, very seductive. And then you make yourself think that this is a good choice. It's just seduction. So you don't always choose what you really want. You choose what seduces you.
Ow.
Whoa.
Ow. That'd make a good song. You don't always choose what you want. You choose what seduces you.
Oh, maybe, that was Tiger
Hannibal
Woods.
Could,
that's Tiger
yeah.
Woods' song.
Right.
Oh.
You know, not to deviate, but that whole thing is, it's kind of...
sad.
Well, it's actually timely because all this stuff starts coming up. And if you've taken the SES course, sexual energy course, right in there, Tobias talks about the sexual energy virus gets to sports figures. It gets to politicians, anybody in power, business people. And he explains how and why. But so when I'm reading all this about Tiger Woods, it's like, whoa, we need to give them a free gift certificate to SES. I mean, but you know, actually, on the good news side, not good for him, but good for people in general, it's going to bring up a lot of awareness about sexual energy imbalance in the world. And not just cheating on your wife, but from what I've read, he had a little bit bigger problem than that. And I think a lot of us understand, well, here's that virus at work. And on a global scale, it's going to bring up the whole issue of sexual imbalance. And they're not going to call it the virus, but I think that awareness is good for everybody right now. An imbalance of masculine and feminine. So
he was a pretty epic figure to be going through this
Oh, yeah, you know, and talking about how the most important thing is his family and talking about, you know, I mean, he's kind of like a...
he's an incredible role model
incredible
to kids.
Role model.
He's an incredible role model to blacks.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you know...
And
he's
golfers, even.
He's incredibly internet. really, and yeah, really amazing.
Yeah.
You know, so well known, so it's hard.
So anyway, so back to the slide. It's not always what you really want. It's what seduces you. We have all these potentials for what's going to happen tomorrow, next month, next year. I think sometimes we get confused and say, well, if I'm choosing something in my life, how come it's not working out that way? And I think because we may be thinking we're choosing something, but we're really being seduced or drawn into another thing. And we just keep that game going all the time. It's kind of a vicious cycle. So...
Pretty big.
So he's getting us to be more aware of the potentials that are out there for us and what attracts us to a potential.
So,
or the question is, what do you really want?
It's a big slide.
Yeah, big slide.
Okay. On the night of November 11th, We're going to bring together a group dream. Write down the important feelings, the important visuals, and more than anything else, the answer that you give to the question that is asked.
So he kind of left us with that to do a group
homework.
Dream on 11-11. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about 11-11. It was just a nice date that we'd all remember. I think, Jane, you told me that there was almost 900 entries into the logbook or the guest book about people's dreams, and then quite a few on the message board as well. So there was well over 1,000 people who recorded their dreams. I actually didn't have a chance to look at them because we've been traveling, but it'll be interesting to see what Adamas has to say about it. So with that, that's kind of a quick recap of last month's shout. Again, it's hard
to... Oh, look at that beautiful
isn't
slide.
That nice? Yeah.
Oh, what a talent you are.
Yeah, well...
Oh, we're
again,
so lucky.
It's kind of hard to take that hour and a half where Adamas talks and put it into a few slides. It's worth going back and reading if you haven't done that, or listening again. Let's do a quick recap.
There are layers to his channels that when you hear it once and then you read it again, it's like, wow.
Yeah. Let's do a quick recap of November. We started out the month with teacher training for Sexual Energy School in Evergreen, Colorado. We had a great group. We had a lot of fun. I think there was about 20 or so in the group. It was an intense 3 or 4 days. Went through a lot of information, and every time we go through, I forgot him. Can't you see around? I'm used to you looking over there. Every time we do teacher training, go through SES, I learn something else, and we've done it so many times.
Oh, I feel another layer of it every time we teach it.
Yeah. So it was a great group. We also did a SES teacher training in Berlin just a week or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I loved Berlin, and Sandra and Wolfgang, our hosts there, did an
amazing
great job. We went to the Berlin Wall. We saw all sorts of things. It was just, Berlin's an amazing city, very alive.
I would say it's probably one of the most stunning cities I've ever visited in terms of all the aspects coming together. I have never been to a geographical place, a city that had so many aspects right there before you. You couldn't mistake it. It's just quite an amazing city.
It really was. Actually, we were in town right near Checkpoint Charlie, and I was finding the energies amazing. It was like a candy, you know, for your feelings because it was so intense. You had a problem. I mean, it was one of the first times where I've seen you overwhelmed by it. You basically said, "I got to get out of here."
That's true.
Yeah,
I was somewhat overwhelmed by it. It's a city that is going through. If you consider, I don't want to go on too long, but there's so many layers to it. And if you consider that it's a very old city, it's a city that's been through hell in a handbasket. In one aspect, you'll see these beautiful, brand new, gorgeous buildings, very old, very rich, rich buildings mixed in. And you'll see young people, artists, musicians. I mean, it's just a beautiful, artful, young city. And yet you'll be walking around the corner and you're walking past the area where Hitler's
bunker.
His bunker was, where he...
Which is now a parking lot.
Well, you know, it's not marked ceremoniously. And then there's a huge, huge, huge monument to the Holocaust and people going to the old part of the wall. There's so many energies coming together. It's just unbelievable.
And a beautiful city.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. So, I got some shots from the mystery school that we did there. We had about 80 because we limit it. It's about the number that we feel we can work best with. And again, it's a video, so no music. But
oh, who did the video?
I did that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's what I was
made.
Doing late last
wow.
night.
Wow.
Again, thanks to Sandra and Wolfgang. This is the hotel we stayed at.
It's gorgeous.
And these are some shots of the group. We had a great
nice
and very
Garrett.
Intense 3.5 days. It was... the group was very, very strong. We did this is Anders, Anders Holte, of course. He and Kachina were there working with us, and we were doing some voice work, or they were anyway. And I just really had a great time with the group. Spent a lot of time in the evenings just gathering around.
Well, Garrett, you weren't supposed to be sleeping then.
one of my favorite things is just gathering after the regular program and talking with Chambra. So it was a good group, beautiful setting on a lake, what used to be East Germany.
You saw your Pekawa?
Yeah, I did. I looked out the window, and there was a wild pig, and it kind of amazed me. But I forgot what that was called. Yeah. So anyway, that was a great time. We really appreciate everybody in Germany that came to the event.
We got a great time. Tour from Wolfgang and Sandra, and then we also had a little bit of an evening in the city with Schomburg friends, Leslie von Beck von Peckes and her husband, and he's naval attaché to NATO. So that was quite interesting to see their perspective.
Yeah, it was interesting that Schomburg is that high up in the government in that position. He's a Navy captain, and like you say, serves as the attaché. And
he's naval attaché to NATO.
Yeah. And we went into the American Embassy, and
nobody noticed you.
No, which is probably a good thing. So we'll talk here about some of the upcoming events that we have going on, starting with the a New Year's party. Here, it's going to be in Evergreen, Colorado, mm-hmm. just down the hill a piece.
Across the mountain. Mm-hmm.
We're going to have in the afternoon an Adamus channel and questions and answers.
No.
Yes. And that part will be webcast if people want to subscribe to it. But then that evening, we will turn off the cameras and party. We're going to have catered dinner, music, and a good time. It's limited to 60 people total. I think we have 25 seats left. So right. If you don't have anything...
60 people, including staff. I mean, it's a very limited, very small group.
Yeah, but we're going to have a good time.
Very intimate.
Okay, and also in January... We're going to be going to Brazil. We're going to come your way, Stefan.
Yeah.
And doing the interdimensional workshop just outside of São Paulo. We're coming home for a day and then going to Bogota, Colombia for the interdimensional workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, for everybody over in Turkey, we're going to be there on February 12th for a day in Istanbul. I'm looking forward to that. That'll be very, very interesting.
I heard it's an amazing city.
Norma and Garrett are going to be there with us, and our first time in Turkey. Then it's on to the Egypt tour, Egypt cruise. It sold out, so I'm not going to talk a lot about it.
How nice of you.
Yeah, exactly. March is over to Japan, to Nagano, Japan, for Adamus's interdimensional workshop. And what else is coming up? Oh, Mystery School in Kelowna, British Columbia, with Tammy O'Reilly.
That's actually filling up pretty fast. So if you have a desire to go to that, don't wait too long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelowna is a beautiful place.
Yes, it is.
A beautiful place to be. We're going to pre-announce a trip to Malta in May. When I say pre-announce, it's not available yet for sign-up on the Internet.
We're still putting the details together and putting all the program together, but it's definite.
It's definite, and it's going to be a good tour. Malta, if you don't know, is in the Mediterranean, kind of just above Africa, just below Italy. It's considered one of the oldest places for human civilization.
6,000 years old?
Yeah, they say it's actually some of the artifacts are older than Egypt.
I think it's 6,000, they say.
Yeah, and they speak English there. Which is, well, no, it's good for me. Not good for some other people, but good for me. And we're going to limit the group to about 45.
Yeah, very small group.
Yeah. And, just to also pre-announce.
Oh, wait, you forgot to mention Romania.
I didn't have it on here yet because we're still working on the details. But we're going to be in Romania in May.
Well, we're going to be in Poiana Brasov at the end of May.
Where you guys live.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And we're going to do the Mystery School in Transylvania.
That's correct.
And then we're going to do...
Teacher training.
Looks like syncretize.
Yep. So that's kind of a snapshot of the schedule for the first half of the year, including the Midsummer Conference in Munich, July 2nd and 3rd. And, of course, I was trying to find a picture... How do you depict Munich? Duh, beer. it'll be a midsummer conference, and we know for sure so far Johan will be there, of course. Anders and Kachina will be there. Wolfing von Rohr, Wendy Kennedy, Lee Harris from England, who's a channeler, and others, but those are confirmed right now. Yeah?
Are you sure those dates are right?
July 2 through 3. Mm-hmm.
Is that Saturday, Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure. Yeah, I'm positive. Okay. So, I guess it is time for a launch pad.
Oh, I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I am too.
Excited about this.
So, what do you want to do?
I want us to get Hannah
on the line.
Yeah.
Hannah Brown's in Australia, probably listening right now. And just we'll pre-introduce Hannah.
Oh, I'd love to.
And I'm
going to
switch seats because I have to do this computer thing.
Oh, you poor thing.
And get Hannah on the line. So if you just want to mention a little bit about her.
Well, we're really excited because Hannah is Shambra, of course. But the most exciting thing is she determined she was going to do creative endeavors and 20 years old. And she's been she's written some music, but she was determined that she's going to do a book. And she published, she's 20 years old, published a book. And we're really excited to help launch that. She's already gotten distribution in Australia, and she's been working with Amazon.com. She's gorgeous. She's wonderful. Her mom is a Shambra Institute teacher. She's been to a number of the Shambra things we do, including the mystery school recently that we did in Berlin. And it's really exciting to see someone make that determination that they're going to do it and make it happen. Her book is really interesting. I started to read it. Hannah!
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
You do that better than I do, Hannah.
A little bit. Hannah, hi, Shambra.
Hannah, it's... Everybody's saying hi. Hannah, it is...
I hear them.
It is about 2 o'clock here in Colorado. What time is it in Australia?
It is 8 a.m. on Sunday morning.
And how long have you been up?
Since about 4 a.m. the previous morning.
Wow.
So,
I got the times mixed up.
Anyway, you look great considering how early or how late it is.
Yeah.
So, Hannah, you have a book which I'm going to show in just a moment. But would you tell us a little bit about it, including what's the title of the book?
The Portal Opener.
Yes. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
The book is called The Portal Opener. It is about a young girl, like myself, I suppose, who is just, I guess, frustrated with normal life, could we call it? And she's looking for something more, and she has these dreams about portals, about other realms, and she just doesn't know how to get into them, into these other realms. And then she realizes that she can open a portal, and she does. She has a final dream that sort of tells her how to do that, and then she, in reality, she opens her first portal, and she goes into all these different realms and meets souls and really learns about what that other thing that she was missing really was, which was herself and her connection with her soul. And yeah.
And did this at all come from any personal experience that you might have had?
Does it mirror your life at all, does it?
A tiny bit, yeah. But in ways that, like, that I just... Also, kind of that I wrote about it before I experienced it almost, which has been really interesting for me this past year. I started writing it right at the beginning, just as I was actually doing my first Crimson Circle workshop, which was Aspectology with Linda. And I really had no idea what I was writing about at all. It was so far beyond... I was just writing. I was like, okay, I'll figure it. I'll understand it one day. And then as the years gone by, I sort of see, okay, yeah, that was, it really was sort of my own story, I think. Yeah.
So it really kind of helped you actually tap into things that you already knew, but hadn't yet experienced.
Nope. I hadn't experienced it. And yeah, I really understood then that, a weird parallel that I'd written it before I really understood what I'd even written.
Yeah. And Hannah, I understand that the book is actually really taking off, particularly in Australia. It's selling out in some of the bookstores that you've gotten
into.
It's
doing, yeah. Yeah, it's doing really well in Perth. I flew to Melbourne this morning, yesterday morning. I don't know anymore. And I've got some books here, so I'm hoping to get them they're in independent bookstores at the moment. Also, the State Library in Western Australia has sort of okayed it and, accepted it into their network. So that was that was a really big one. They've placed in a big order, or a big for me, big order. And it's going into all the libraries around Perth or around the state.
Hannah, what was the biggest challenge?
The biggest in this book? The biggest challenge has probably been when I finished writing it. I wrote it very quickly in about nine weeks because it was very simple, and my mind stayed completely out of it. And I was really able to just sort of sit down and write. So then after that initial 9 weeks, which I finished last year, then my mind kind of came in and was like, okay, let's just change the whole thing. So that wasn't very nice, but kind of like we got back to like the basics of it. You know, I added a whole bunch of crap and took it all out again. So just no point. So that's really been my thing with book two. I've started it so many times, and it was really only actually in Berlin when Adamus said the word simplicity that I understood how I'd written book one, and that simplicity it didn't mean it was boring. It didn't mean there wasn't any depth to it. You know, it just meant that it flowed and it worked well. So that's what I want to now get back to, because I've definitely moved away from that.
And Hannah, when they make this into a movie, who do you want them to play your role or the lead role?
Oh, man. I've thought of so many people, I have to admit. I even had a list at one point, but my computer deleted it. So I took that as a sign of, okay, just get the book out there first and deal with that later kind of thing.
Or maybe you could play the lead role.
Yeah, maybe. I'd have to. I'd have to get better at acting, I think. Or maybe not.
Maybe not. Well, no. You know, from going to the Berlin Mystery School things Adamus is talking about, we're all actors.
Yeah.
Just understanding it's still part of us.
Exactly. So, and I absolutely think that this character is a part of me. I think all of them are, but especially her. So maybe.
So, Hannah, if people are interested in the book, where can they get it? In Perth, right?
Well, I'm guessing you're not coming to Perth, so I won't say it's here. You can get it online for now on my website, which is www.theportalopener.com. It's available on the shop there. Eventually, it'll be going on to Amazon, but it's not on there just yet. So for now, it's available on the shop on my personal website.
Great. And Hannah, when we get off the line here, I'm going to show the cover of the book and also your website if people are interested in ordering it.
I've got the cover here.
She's good.
Oh, jeez. She asked
Hannah,
you shall receive.
We're so proud of you.
Yes. Thank you, Linda.
And Hannah, we really are proud of you. And it's so encouraging to see young Shambra and young Shambra who are just doing it. You just sat down and wrote the book, and it's amazing.
Yep.
It's out. And I really do think it's going to be a big hit, because it's what people are interested in right now. Not just us, but people are interested in things like portals and energy and even vampires. And
well, if you want, what I liked about it is if you'd like an insight into what it might be like to be a young Shambra and and find that entertaining, it's quite entertaining, actually.
So right now, Hannah, we're going to take
it's good.
It wasn't meant to be funny, but...
No, okay. It's not funny. It's not funny. I said entertaining. It's like really allowing you to see through through a young person's eyes and young adventure.
And I didn't even realize I was doing that at all. So maybe there's... I've put so many secrets in there that I shouldn't have done. I don't know.
Uh-oh. Just don't let your mom read it.
Yeah. Too late. Everyone's read it now. Like, my family have read it, so I can't take it back now.
Hannah, we're going to take a big, deep breath for you all around the world to help launch this wonderful creation of yours, your book, your energy, and also to help you keep second book very simple. So we're all doing that right now for you.
Thank you.
Really helping to expand the energy of the book. And we truly appreciate you.
Thank you very much. And have a great Christmas party.
Thank you,
definitely
Hannah.
I wish
you were here.
Thank you. Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. Bye.
Well, very cool. Okay. I think that's just amazing, being that young. And
well, I want to mention something about her story that was kind of funny. In the book, basically, this young person determines that they're going to open portals and looking for a way to explain their parents. So she, just to give you a feel into it, she devises this sort of trip that's not real. Well, so the irony of this is that previously Hannah had taken this big trip, this extended trip to the U.S. And so, of course, her mom was like, did you really take that trip to the U.S.? So it was very interesting, the parallels in it. So,
I always loved Launchpad and watching how Chambra all around the world are just stepping up and doing it.
It's amazing.
Really, really amazing. So we have one more for today and a live launch pad, and this is somebody that we're all familiar with. And I'm going to mention a few words about his work. I think everyone here knows or has heard Roger Drenka.
They played last month.
Yeah, they play Roger and Lori play here quite a bit. They live up here in Coal Creek Canyon, just down the road from us. Roger is quite a musician. And he's had several CDs out, performs a lot in local clubs and venues. Roger started working on a new CD. I'm going to let him tell you more of the experience, but this new CD is just such a departure from anything he's done before. He's come out with something, a brand new CD called Journey. And I think it probably just got the new CDs in. So Roger Drenka, come on up.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm looking for the CD.
It's over in the chair here.
Oh.
Thank you.
Roger, good to see you again.
Good to be here.
And David's going to give you a mic.
Hello.
So, and Lori Drenka, come on up. So I'm going to give you this to show. And I'm going to ask John to play a little bit in just a moment. But tell us a little bit about what happened, because this is so different than anything you've done before.
Yeah, it's a new journey for me, too. Lori and I went to see a friend of ours who is our spiritual advisor. And we went to ask some questions and get some advice on life in general, and she looked at me and she said, "Oh my God, you have five energies that want to work with you." And so then we talked, you know, a little more in depth about what they were about and what they were kind of looking for. And I said, "Well, how do I hook up? How do I hook up with these guys or whatever they are?" And she said, "Just ask."
Duh.
Yeah. So I went home that night and sat down in front of my keyboard, which I don't really play very well, and just got out of the way and said, "What can I do?" And this music is what came through. So I didn't write this. I'm just a vehicle for all of you, because this is music from the other side, the energies, whatever you believe in. And they want you to hear it. They want you to own it. They want you to love it. And what was really surprising was I think the second day into it, a bird came down our chimney and was banging at the glass on the wood stove to let him out. So Lori let him out, and he went over to my mixing console, which was in another room in the house, and just sat there and went knob to knob and, like, kind of made adjustments. So
that's a good sign. That's a really good sign.
So we took that as a sign, and Jeff was really nice and a real big part of this. He created the artwork and such for us on this, and we appreciate that so much.
God, I love doing it.
And a little more of the story was, is Lee Cook is the name of the spiritual advisor. She told me that it's a no-brainer, it's easy, and it's fun. And it was all of that.
And what you told me also, you didn't struggle with it. You just sat down and did it.
No, this was done in like, 6 hours or less. All of the music and the mixing and all of it, it just happened. And I want to bring up Norma, because through the years, Norma has mentioned about playing. That's what it was. It was just playing. And I hope you all like it.
So we're going to play a little bit right now, John, if you don't mind. And I have to say that this is, I play this at my computer while I'm working, mm-hmm. and I find that it helps actually keep me focused. I really enjoy it. Go ahead. So this is just about a 1 minute cut off of track number 4, I believe, called Journey.
You like that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
All right.
That I know from before.
like I said, it's not me at all. I'm just here to bring it.
But
you know,
No. It is you. It's just more you.
It's more you.
Thank you.
Well, and it's kind of a combination of getting your passion out and then getting the old self out of the way and just doing it.
Yeah.
It's more
and
you.
It's fun and it's easy.
Yeah.
Even when in doing the artwork, I tapped into you and Lori. I showed you a few rough layouts. You picked what you like and it just popped together.
There
I mean,
was, yeah.
it was easy.
That's what the whole project
exactly.
was.
Yeah.
It was great. I advise all of you to get the hell out of your own way.
Okay? Yeah. Absolutely. So a big hand for Roger and
thank
Lori.
You.
And, thank you.
It is available here today. We just grabbed it off the truck. I think it will be available on your website
that's,
and such.
That's correct.
Congratulations.
Goes on. And once again, it's for all of you, so please take ownership in it and enjoy it.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Roger.
Oh, and it's also on our website, Drianka.com. Yeah. Thank you, boss. Drianka.com.
Spell it?
Yeah, no www, just Drianka.com.
That's correct. And Drianka is spelled Drienka.
Atta girl.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome, Roger. Ooh, it's time for a little quick Schomburg news. We're right on schedule. Amazing. Wow. I forgot what we have here. Oh, yeah. Actually, this is kind of exciting. This week we introduced the new Alchemy of Light and Dark. These were the channels from our recent trip to the south of France. We were in Carcassonne and Montségur and other names I cannot pronounce in French very well.
Don't, because St. Germain will get even.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There was a total of 11 channels, and there's also a data disk with the PDF text transcripts. And those are particularly good for people whose English is not their first language, and they kind of know and they can read along as they listen.
It's also very good for people that kind of have a hard time just not going off in the energies with the
True.
Channels. So to be able to read the words sometimes is a nice extra. And I think these are pretty good because it's my understanding that the people that attended that event, once they got the CDs, said, wow, that was even better than I remembered.
Yeah. Well, and it was pretty lively. There was, like I said, 11 sessions. Some of them were out in the field. Some of them were in our meeting room area.
They're pretty raw.
They're pretty raw in that Adamus is really going into this whole concept of light and dark and saying it's time... it's time to stop putting them as separate because they're not at all. That's actually an illusion, and stop judging things as good or bad, light or dark. He gets into some of the physics of it. Some of it's fun when he's working with the group. I think there was, what, about 50 of us, and he's doing the walking around and talking, and it was fun.
It's Saint Germain at his best.
So this is available now as a digital download through the Crimson Circle store, and starting next week, I think, you'll be able to get the physical CDs. And if you like the actual, you know, the container and the physical CDs.
Some of us still like the hard product.
Yeah, yeah. No, I do. And then you get the artwork and the feeling and everything else with it. So, and if you're wondering, this is Mary May. Oh, there's no shadow when I do this.
Oh.
This is Mary Magdalene.
Wow.
So, yeah, yeah. So, because a lot of it was about Mary Magdalene. Adamus tells a very interesting story about Mary Magdalene and Yeshua. So it's one of the last channels.
Well, it's, you know, that part of the world is where they believe Mary Magdalene came after everything.
Oh, there's a lot of sites we visited that were supposed places that Mary Magdalene had been. So very interesting, called The Alchemy of Light and Dark. Okay, and just, you want to see that again?
Yeah.
All right, see. Yeah, boom. Wow, isn't it? Technology is amazing. We realized last month it got very crowded in here. There was no walking room, and actually some people complained, but there was not a lot of room for Adamus to walk around, so we decided we're going to limit the monthly live webcast, you know, right here at the
people
hall.
People in attendance.
In attendance to 80-plus staff. So there's just a kind of a heads up. Make sure to make your reservations early.
The word's gotten out. They're already signing up for January.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And, you know, we've thought before about getting a different location, but we tried that one time. It didn't work very well. People didn't like going into the city. There's something kind of about being here.
Oh, there's something to being up in the trees and in the softness of this place.
Yeah.
It's just, it's better. When we try, there was something about when we tried other spaces, it just wasn't ours, and this is our space.
Yeah, this is ours, and we love it here. And also, Susie is the hall manager, so, yeah, yay, Susie. So, please do make your reservations early. It's always the first Saturday of the month, other than next month, because that's January 2nd. Didn't really work out, so it will be on January 9th. Next month. But other than that, first Saturday of the month. Okay.
Next.
Oh, yeah. And earlier we were talking about the train wreck up here in Coal Creek. And this shows you the boxcars that they just turned over. And it was really strange. Blocked the canyon for...
See all the wheels still sitting on the
track? There you can see the train wheels on the highway.
And on the track.
Yeah, and thank God nobody was hurt or injured or killed, but it was kind of strange. It's our own little drama up
here. That's our highway that you drove up just now?
And, you know, the day before, I'd driven under there, and I got this creepy feeling. You know, I thought it was just me being a little chicken, and there's a train going overhead, and it's like, oh, I really hate this. And, I punch on the gas to go through quicker and to get through it, and I was thinking to myself, that is so stupid to worry about a train falling off. And literally the next day, this happened.
And interesting enough, one of the reasons that they think it might have happened is because when they're going up the mountains, they have engines on the front and engines on the back. And the engines on the front pull and the engines on the back push. And they might have gotten out of synchronicity.
Yeah, when it snaps it right in the middle, and it just happened to be over the trestle. Yeah. Wouldn't it have been awful if you were, like, going down the hill, and you were, like, you know, drifting off somewhere, and all of a sudden, blah, that would have been scary. But it didn't happen. So, anyway, our little drama here. As a reminder, Hannibal's workshop, it's called
Singing Soul to Soul. And he can.
Yeah, it's going to be.
And he'll teach you.
It's going to be Monday. 6 to 10 o'clock at the Radisson Stapleton Hotel.
Right off of Quebec.
And if you're interested in going, talk to Hannibal. Okay, let's see what else. Oh, yes. Webcast credits. You know, we just can't say enough about the staff that comes in here. They actually start working days in advance, but they get here early in the morning, set everything up. What a beautiful stage. You know, we got the Chambre Vision through Joe Collins and all the work done by the entire staff.
It runs smooth because they do such a good job.
Absolutely. So how about a really big applause for the staff?
Thank you. Ow. Thank you, everyone. Ow.
And make sure to give them a hug on break here or tonight at the party. So with that, we want to thank everybody who's tuning in, watching from every corner of the world, from Australia to Finland to
India
and everywhere else. Thank you for tuning into this.
UConn.
This is an amazing gathering of human angels. We're going to take this time a 30-minute break, so you have plenty of time to eat. We're going to come back at 3 o'clock local time. See what Adamus has to say.
Uh-oh.
See you in 30.